Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Hello and welcome to Fred Film Radio. I'm Amani Mohammed reporting from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival, and I'm joined today by Asif Korman, the director of Atli Leyla, and the writer and actress in the film, who's also his wife, Liron Bensalouch. The film is showing in the director's fortnight and the English translation is next to her. Hi guys, welcome to Fred Film Radio.
Hi, we're really honored to talk with you.
Yeah, hello.
I'm really glad the sun is shining today. You know, it was raining yesterday. But what's this like? This is your Cannes experience. I know you've been here before, Asif, but tell me a little bit about your experience so far.
Well, you know, it's very different because when I came here before, I came with a short film and some films I edited, and I was like a young cinephile wanting to watch everything, you know, everything I can, 4 or 5 films a day, and now I don't have it's only interesting for me to enjoy the experience and to have the sunshine, and I feel it's the first time it's my party, so I don't have to bother so much, you know.
And also for us it's really, you know, a special experience because that's the place that we've fell in love in. Actually, it's very romantic, maybe too much romantic, but Asif premiered his short film Death of Shula here at the director's fortnight in 2007, and the cast were his true family members except me. He didn't have a girlfriend, so he cast me, and we barely knew that time. And when the film accepted to Cannes, I was breaking up with my boyfriend back then, and I thought, okay, I will clear my mind and, you know, travel with them. And we were in the theater and saw a film about a crazy documentary about people that have sex with horses, and I put my head on his shoulder, and, you know, the rest is history. And ever since, we got married and we have a 4-year-old, you
wow.
know.
Yeah, so the first date was to a crazy, bizarre film. But fortunately, it was, you know, it continued to be a normal relationship without any zoophilia.
I love that. I mean, obviously, you mentioned, Asif, that you've been here before, but obviously this is your film, this is both of your films, and what does it feel like to be selected for the Cannes des réalisateurs?
It's such an amazing honor, you know. Every time I was here, I felt that the most interesting, challenging, artistically challenging, and profound films I saw were from the fortnight, and I really love this showcase. Many of the biggest film directors for us, you know, our greatest inspiration, the Dardenne brothers, Bellatar, Michael Haneke, premiered their films in the Cannes, so it's such a great honor for us, you know. It's a dream come true.
And also, I mean, obviously you're working together. I want to know what came first, so that you wrote the story, what was your inspiration, and also were you always going to direct this film, Asif? I'll speak to Liron first.
Okay, so I was taking part in a small acting workshop, short acting workshop. I'm an actress first and foremost. I didn't, you know, study cinema, only acting. I was asked as homework to bring to the class scene from a known film that reveals something, you know, touched my life. And I haven't found. I was searching and searching.
Yeah, for something that is, you know, that she can relate to and tells her own story. And we found out it doesn't exist,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and I had this idea to write about the woman that I would become if instead of moving to Tel Aviv and becoming an actress, I would stay home with my sister and fulfill what I thought in my childhood that it's my true destiny, taking care of my sister. I had this idea to write a film about a woman that keeping her sister home as an excuse not to live her life. And I told it to Asif, and he was like, oh my god, it's going to be our future film. So I always want him, you know, to direct it, and I think that it was obvious, no?
I really hoped that she that she would like me to direct the film when she finishes writing it. Fortunately, we felt we had a very good experience in the writing process. She was collaborating at some point with Sari Azouz, who is the co-scenarist, co-writer of Or Montresor, who won the Camera d'Or in 2004. She was also the editor of the film, so she was consulting us with the script. Really, really a great script consultant.
Ever since she came, the script really took a great leap forward.
Also, it's important to mention that during the writing, Liron got pregnant, and we had our first child. At that moment, we suddenly understood that this film is not about mental disability at all. It's about the boundaries of motherhood. And we understood the feminist statement of the film, which is, if you want to do something good for your child and for your loved ones, you have to do something for yourself.
Liron, you mentioned that you saying that your sister is mentally disabled. Right. So you've taken that inspiration directly from real life, because I was going to ask you how much research you actually did, but yeah. you had a first-hand experience of it.
For the character of the sister, I didn't research at all, because I just wrote my sister. My sister's situation is a bit, harder than the situation portrayed in the film, but, I saw this situation, dealing with these issues inside me, and I saw it in other people, especially women around me, dealing with this issue, with this subject of the boundaries of sacrifice, the boundaries of taking care, hurting another person by taking care of him. That's something that I really, got inspired also from people around me.
I think also what I found interesting and also a little bit startling, if you like, is the fact that there's that sort of shift whereby in the beginning we're very empathetic towards Kelly, who's looking after her sister and has to hold down a job, and the mother is missing, and then there's a shift whereby it's more of a codependent relationship, and we see that actually Kelly needs Gabby more than Gabby actually needs Kelly. Was it really hard to write something like that? Because in a way you're exercising your demons, right?
Exactly. I really understood it. It wasn't, hard to write. It was very interesting to write and to act this kind of character. For me, she's, complex and ambiguous. It was very important to me that she won't be, miserable. I thought also as a scriptwriter, also as an actress,
yeah.
It was more interesting for me not to do this, sad, poor, miserable.
Yeah.
She doesn't feel self-pity at all.
She's both a victim and a victimizer,
It's yeah.
This state, which is also very, it's a political undertone that we know very well in Israel, this relationship between the victim and the victimizer, and this cross between them.
I mean, in terms of casting for Gabby, were you always going to cast Dana Igvi? Because her performance is outstanding, and I have to say, if I hadn't have seen her in the press conference, I would have actually thought she was mentally, physically disabled.
Yeah.
Dana is actually, apart from her being one of Israel's biggest actors you can find now, she's a very close friend of ours, and I was in high school with her. So we were just waiting for the opportunity to work together again, and while writing we knew she would be cast for this role. With this kind of character, you can't audition. You just have to start working. You have to trust your actors and start working on it, and only in the end of a long process if it works. It was important for me, for this the two characters, that the character of Kelly would be very unsexual, detached from her sexuality and her inner desires, and a tough character, and for the other sister to be very feminine, very sexual. And the main problem we had, well, challenge we had with the casting, is that Dana is also very slim, and I wanted her to be bigger, you know. And well, it was crazy. She said, okay, it's very hard for me because all my life I'm trying to get fatter and I can't. And then we saw her in the rehearsals. She's eating and eating and eating, and we say, wow, she's really trying to be fatter. And then 2 weeks before filming, she told us, okay, you must know I'm pregnant. And during the filming, she was 2 months pregnant, but it really helped the situation of the character. And she was able to gain weight. It was perfect because physically it played a big role in this part.
And Liron, finally, I mean, I just want to ask you, mentally, was it quite draining for you? I mean, I know you're an actress, but on set, was it really difficult, you know, in a challenging kind of way?
Well, it was a challenge, but also I have to say it wasn't heavy at all on set. It was real fun. Okay. We laughed a lot. The atmosphere on the set was really comfortable. We had a lot of room to be spontaneous.
The set was the funniest set. It was the funniest set you can find. It was also because it was low budget. We had a very small set as well, so it was like one big family. Everyone was so emotionally involved in it, and it was great.
I'd like to thank Asif Korman, the director, and Liron Ben-Sloush, the writer and one of the lead actresses in Atli Leila. Thank you very much for joining us on Fred Film Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. I'm Amani Mohammed reporting from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.